Unit 9, Task 4.
Mr. Hartley, can you tell us what you're working on at the moment?
Right now, we're working with a group of blind employees here in Washington. We're studying each person's needs and abilities, and then we're going to find or design equipment for them.
What types of technology do blind users find helpful?
Well, a blind person needs to interact with the computer in some way. And Braille devices and speech synthesis systems are very useful ways of enabling them to do this, as are scanners and voice recognition systems.
What's the difference between voice recognition and speech synthesis?
Well, voice recognition systems let the user instruct the computer verbally, by talking. Speech synthesis systems allow the computer to communicate with the user by reading the output from the screen in synthetic speech.
Is it easy for blind users to access information on the web?
Well, that depends on how the website is designed. Today, web designers are starting to follow the standards and guidelines developed by the Web Accessibility Initiative.
What's the goal of the Web Accessibility Initiative?
It tries to make web pages accessible to all users, especially those with disabilities. They encourage designers to use techniques that help disabled users understand, navigate, and interact with the web. For example, they recommend providing audio descriptions as well as text, or to use cascading style sheets that can include oral presentations.
Are big companies involved in producing assistive technologies?
Yes. Microsoft Windows and Apple Mac OS support screen magnifiers, text-to-speech, talking alerts, etc. Compaq has DeckTalk Express, a speech synthesizer that lets you hear what is displayed on the screen. IBM has ViaVoice, which is speech recognition software. GW Micro has a full-featured talking computer called SmallTalk Ultra, which also includes a screen reader for the blind, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and USB.